Chapter 58. Marino had established a safe zone between him and Jesse, protecting himself from a sudden move. "Gun on the ground, gently," Marino said. "Then hands up." Jesse dropped the gun to his side, put his arms in the air. "Now kick the gun back to me," Marino said. "Not a soccer player." "You used to say a lot of smart-mouthed shit when you were the one with the gun," Marino said. "When you were the one in charge. But I am now. You do what I say. Kick the fucking gun back to me." Jesse did. "Where's your phone?" "Front pocket." "Take it out and toss it back here." Jesse did that too, thinking, "I came up here because I wanted to take control of the situation." "Where is she?" "That what you came up here to find out?" "Among other things." "Well, I don't give a shit what you want," Marino said. "I'm the chief now." "Maybe I didn't come alone," Jesse said. "Yeah, asshole, you did. Know how I know? Because my boy Fiends has a surveillance camera on a tree at the end of the drive. He used to get Frady scared when he was alone up here at night." "Where's he, by the way?" Marino hit Jesse hard on the back of his head with either Jesse's gun or his own, the force of the blow surprising him and nearly putting him on the ground. "Now do something else," Bo Marino said. "Reach behind you and take those cuffs off your belt and put them on." Jesse unhooked his cuffs, but fumbled trying to put them on behind his back. "You're gonna have to help me," he said over his shoulder. "So I have to get close to you?" Marino said. "How dumb do you think I am?"
"How much time do you have?"
Jesse kept fumbling with the cuffs, and finally Marino said, "Fuck it. Front will do. You're not going to have them on for very long." Jesse put on the cuffs over the fat part of his hands, bitching as he did that they were too tight. But at least his hands were in front of him now. Wasn't much, he thought, but wasn't nothing. "Where's Candace?" he said.
"Inside," Marino said, "waiting for the show to start."
"What show?"
"You'll see."
"What about Feeney?"
"Up the mountain, where I stashed my van," Marino said. "I don't need him yet."
"For what?" Jesse said. Marino barked out another laugh. "To look like he killed both of you, the poor bastard, before he killed himself," Bo Marino said, shoving Jesse toward the door.